You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Wired.
Blizzard Entertainment President J. Allen Brack stepped down today following weeks of controversy over the company's alleged culture of sexism. On July 20th, California's Department of Fair Employment and Housing filed an explosive suit alleging rampant gender-based discrimination at Blizzard parent company Activision Blizzard. Employees at Activision Blizzard say Brack's departure is just one step toward addressing systemic issues. Blizzard's Jen O'Neill and Mike Ybarra will succeed Brack as co-presidents. Next, the big new Russian space station module, Nauka, finally docked with the International Space Station last week after several technical issues en route to the orbiting laboratory. However, the problems did not end there. About 3 hours after linking to the station, Nauka began firing its propulsion thrusters, throwing the space station off kilter. This led NASA Mission Control in Houston to initiate loss of attitude control procedures on board the station, a contingency astronauts and flight controllers trained for. Now that the immediate danger has passed, the most pressing concerns are that this happened at all and what it may mean for ongoing Russian participation in the International Space Station program. And you might think how fast an animal can go depends on the size of its muscles, more strength, more speed. While that's true to a certain extent, an elephant will never outrun a gazelle. So what really determines maximum speed? In a new study published last week in the Journal of Theoretical Biology, a group of scientists presented a complex model factoring in size, leg length, muscle density, and more to discover which body design elements are the most important for optimizing speed.
Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.